This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business on Enterprise. Now, I've got somebody on the phone with me right now, Justin Chan. He's the co-founder of Heal Nutrition. And Justin's just reminded me that I interviewed him not too long ago, but we'll get to that in very shortly. But today he's representing Heal Nutrition, and they're not your usual protein supplement. Normal protein supplements uses artificial flavors and colors and doesn't necessarily taste all that good. Heal Nutrition, though, is flavored with real authentic ingredients and sweetened naturally with stevia extract with no sugar added. And according to these guys, it can taste as good as your favorite cafe, but comes with the proteins and nutrients that you need. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much, Rich. Glad to be here. So my name is Justin, founder of Heal Nutrition. Just a brief introduction about the brand. So Heal Nutrition is not your usual protein supplement company that you see in the market. We focus on creating the best tasting protein shakes that people can enjoy while having the nutrition benefits of it. So a lot of you ask, how do we do it? It's very simple. We only use like real and natural ingredients and nothing artificial in our products.
Okay, thank you very much for that. My first question for you then, Justin, is for people that don't take protein shakes, why would they take protein shakes? What are the benefits of it?
I think that's a very good point in the sense that there's always a lot of misconception towards protein. So a lot of people think that if they don't work out, they actually don't need protein at all. So that's not actually true. In fact, not just our muscles, because people always relate protein shakes to muscles only. So in fact, our bones, organs, skins, hairs, nails are all made of protein. So even if you don't work out, for someone who don't work out at all, so we still need enough protein on a daily basis to sustain a healthy lifestyle. Another fun fact is, do you know that excluding water and fat, the human body is made up almost entirely by protein. So that shows how important it is for protein to have enough protein on a daily basis.
Right. And do you think that people nowadays are not getting enough protein in their diet and that perhaps a supplement like this is beneficial to them?
Yes, because especially in Asia countries where a lot of our foods are majority high in carbs and fat, but very little protein. So just for example, like nasi lemak, char kway teow, actually the proportion of the macronutrients are not really in the ideal ratio. Mm. So a lot of times we are just not taking enough protein from our daily diet. So just for example, a lot of people might not know how much protein do we need on a regular basis. As a rule of thumb, it's recommended to have at least 1 to 2 grams of your protein per kilo of your body weight. So depending on your activity level. So for someone who is 50 kg, he or she will need about 50 grams of protein on a daily basis at least. And even if he or she doesn't work out at all. So for people who are more active, you can go up to like 100 grams of protein per day.
Justin, I dream of being 50 kg.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, just for example, for easy calculation.
Right. Okay, so what is the market like here in Malaysia, not just for plant-based protein, but for protein shakes in general? What's the kind of market like? Is there a big market for it?
I think definitely. So when we started, there are a lot of misconception towards protein is the number one reason why we started Heal. So before Heal Nutrition was introduced in the market, protein shake was perceived more like a steroid to general public.
Right.
Because partly due to how most brands position themselves in the market, you can see most brands are just packed in the big tub or big bag and always have a muscular guy in front of their packaging. So it looks very intimidating and to general consumers, and majority of them just want a healthy lifestyle. So in fact, protein is needed by everyone. So general consumers still need protein, not just for people who are bodybuilders, etc. So that creates a market. When we started in 2017, there was not much awareness about the importance of protein. So when we started 4 years back, when we did our event and sampling, people just walk away when we say we are a protein brand because they are just so afraid to consume protein and they think that they don't need protein at all if they don't work out.
Now, Justin, you offer a few variations of your protein. I mean, it's made from whey protein concentrate, but on top of that, they're halal certified and you have a vegan option made from pea protein for those that prefer that. Now, do you see plant-based food being a bigger market soon? I mean, we hear a lot of talk about it. Do you see this segment growing in the future?
So I think the demand for vegan option has been growing definitely. So we started actually with like dairy options with like whey protein concentrate in our products. Then we see there are a lot of demands from our customer asking for like a plant-based option for the protein shake that we offer. So from there, we developed using pea protein to offer plant-based options for our clients. So we do see there's a growing demand for plant-based and we have to make sure that because we always position ourselves as a health beverage, we also have to make sure that it for the vegan option, it tastes as good as what we offer in the dairy series.
Right, right. Has that been difficult?
Definitely, but I think it's just different in nature because like dairy is definitely like smoother and stuff. We just have to put in a lot of effort in the R&D so that it makes sure that to kind of like come up with ingredients that goes well with the pea protein, which is different in texture and the mouthfeel are totally different compared to dairy products.
Right. So I want to wrap up this kind of half of the interview and ask a little bit about you and how your kind of lifestyle led you to making the decision about creating this product. Right. Have you always had this kind of passion for healthy living?
Yes, I think my passion has always been in health food and fitness. So although I was a finance graduate, but I've never really worked in a bank before. So after I graduated, I worked as a business analyst for about a year and I found that it was really not my interest still. So I quit and became a fitness trainer for a short while while figuring out what kind of business I could do that is related to health and fitness. And as a person who is active in the gym and health conscious, I do consume a lot of protein by myself. So but majority of the brand like of protein shakes in the market were just so boring and tasted so horrible. There are always only the boring flavors you could choose from, such as vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. And the worst part is, even if you choose chocolate, it still didn't taste like chocolate at all. So it just loaded with all the artificial flavoring with like zero cocoa content in it. So when I was consuming other brands in the market, which we now became their competitor, I was struggling to make those brands taste a little bit tolerable to consume. So I will have to add some coffee and milk just to cover all the artificial flavoring in it, which triggered the idea, why not we remove all the artificial stuff and use real ingredients like real coffee and cocoa to flavor it and make it taste like a beverage you can enjoy in probably you could order from your favorite cafe but having the protein you need. And that was how we started in 2017 and the rest is history.
Let's take a short break here. I'm on the phone with Justin Chan. He is the co-founder of Heal Nutrition. You can say goodbye to gritty, gunky, sour, and heavy muscle-building essential drinks. Heal Nutrition is not your usual protein supplement. We're talking more about this when we come back here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Breaking Financial Matters, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. I'm on the phone line with Justin Chan, the co-founder of Heal Nutrition. They are protein shakes that are flavored with natural flavors and coloring that come individually packed. They're convenient, they're vibrant, and fun. Justin, just before the break, we were talking about your passion for healthy living and some of the misconceptions that people might have about protein shakes. From what I understand, you're one of the top four protein shakes available on Lazada.
Yes.
You've sold more than 1 million units across 7 countries, Malaysia, yes. Singapore, Indonesia, Brunei, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
What has the purchase rate been like during the pandemic? Have you seen it gone up? Have you seen numbers change?
I think since we started from 2017, we have been growing 2 to 3 times every single year. So our growth rate is about 2 to 3 times every year. So we do see increasing demand for these kind of products in the market, and we just keep on expanding to other countries because people do see us as a different protein option compared to what is currently having in the market from other brands.
And do you look at expanding even further? I mean, 7 countries is no small feat already.
Yes. So, I mean, there are definitely some plans and that we want to expand in the next 2 years. So as of today, we can confidently say that we are already the leading protein brand in Southeast Asia with over 300 outlets, retail outlets carrying our products, such as Aeon, Caring Pharmacy, Village Grocer, Jaya Grocer, and so on. So definitely we aim to become the number one protein brand in Asia, which is something different because most of the protein brands you can see in the market are imported from the Western countries. So there's no like a big brand that represent in Asia.
Yeah, yeah. How does that make you feel being the biggest protein brand in Asia?
I think there's still a lot of work need to be done in the sense that we are still more popular in the ASEAN region. So yeah. We definitely want to promote ourselves to a bigger market such as Asia Pacific region, countries like Hong Kong, Taiwan, these kind of countries that we really want to expand in the next 2 years.
Yeah. Wow. That's impressive work, Justin.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Final question. How many members of staff do you have right now?
I think currently we have up to 20 team members now. So right. I think things have changed a lot since we started. So when we started in 2017, the person in charge for marketing, sales, R&D, production, and even the logo and packaging are designed by me. So actually we did a rebranding early this year.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah, January 2017. Yeah. So, 2021. Yeah, so we rebranded. The main reason why we decided to rebrand because things have changed and the way we do things are totally different from how we did it in the past 4 years. Mm. So now we have our internal marketing team, internal sales and internal product development and internal R&D team that formulate the products. So things have improved. We just think that it's the right time for us to rebrand it so that the brand doesn't just represent, the brand, it was not just created by myself, but also created by the whole team. So it's more like a team effort, a brand that created by the whole team.
And did you create this new logo or did somebody else do that
for you? Definitely somebody else. It was much better, to be honest. So things just improved. So the formulation has been improved to serve our customer better. So we just think that it was the right time for us to rebrand it so that we could serve our customer even better.
Justin, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
I've been on the phone with Justin Chan. He is the co-founder of Heal Nutrition. They have sold over 1 million units across 7 countries, becoming one of the top 4 protein shake brands on Lazada. Absolute pleasure speaking with you today, Justin.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
This has been Richard Bradbury on Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.